And a welcome to Swiss America's Gold News Daily podcast for Thursday, December 17th, 2020. Today in the news, gold prices rushed back toward $1,900 an ounce Thursday, bolstered by expectations of more coronavirus relief aid, as mounting COVID-19 cases renewed concerns over the pandemic's economic toll. Gold, regarded as a hedge against likely inflation and currency debasement, has risen over 22% so far this year amid the unprecedented stimulus unleashed globally. Silver's dual role as precious metal and industrial metal makes it more appealing during times when economic activity is expected to rebound. Governor Gavin Newsom has locked down California as though a tropical storm were about to make landfall. Yet the safety measures mostly target the small guy, and this hypocrisy could be the Democratic Party's undoing, reports Robert Bridge at American Consequences. California's harsh response to the coronavirus, combined with the double standard from elitist Democrats, is already having consequences. First, conservatives are reportedly fleeing the state in droves. Gavin Newsom is playing with fire, and if he's not careful, he just may destroy California and the Democratic Party with it. One of the hardest things to understand as an investor is that markets sometimes, often, don't line up with economic reality, writes John Calhoun at Alhambra Partners. Markets rarely reflect current economic conditions, and at times they seem to discount a future which seems highly unlikely at best and delusional at worst. That seems to be the case today as stocks hit near all-time highs and the economic recovery falters in the face of renewed virus outbreak. And lastly, if there's no inflation, then why do inflation expectations keep going higher? Asked Zero Hedge. Despite the very tame CPI reading, alternative measures of inflation are telling a different story. Inflation expectations across the short to intermediate legs of the yield curve are hitting cycle highs again. We're getting similar confirmation within the stock market sectors. Material companies are outperforming consumer staple companies right in the queue, with inflation expectations rising. Read more about it at SwissAmerica.com. This is Dave Bradshaw reporting for Swiss America's Gold News Daily. Until next time, remember, don't wait to buy gold and silver. Buy it today.